Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, man. Coming at you like Cleopatra from your mama's bumble clap butchers.
When it's Louis, it's so many women will cry.
Yes, woman must cry.
Yeah, that was better. God damn it, dude. I got nervous.
Nice little setup.
I got
though.
Nervous. Yeah.
You jumped in before like, the intro.
I know,
it better
dude.
Be worth it.
I know.
Here, Louis, you do it.
What's the other one about anal sex?
Three Little Birds?
No. But that song is the first song that made
my... get together and
he was revealing something.
Yeah, he was about to cry.
No, it's the first time me and my niece ever connected. It was in Jamaica, the first time I brought her to Jamaica. I was holding her on the beach, singing Three Little Birds to her. And it was the first time she ever like hugged me, the first time she ever loved me. So don't start saying it's about anal sex when I'm holding my niece.
That's what that song's about, though.
It's about anal sex?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
How does that go again?
Three little birds. Right inside my butthole. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wait a minute. Lubing up my finger. Oh.
You might need a butt plug.
So what's with the look, Louis? With the look?
Louis.
Louis. Louis J. Gomez.
Louis. I'm not Louis. I'm Louis.
Louis.
Yeah, you are.
Louis.
Well, right now you're Louis.
Yeah, that's not Louis. That's Louis.
You're Louis.
We're going to Jamaica on Sunday. The whole crew, the Gas Digital crew.
Oh.
I thought you were borrowing clothes from B's boyfriend.
Come on, dog. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, he's cosplaying as Jack Black from I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
We have a great show planned today. I'm very excited about today's show. We have three guests, which is rare, but I like it because you guys do work well together. You should do a podcast together. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah. You guys know them and love them from the Here's the Scenario podcast. A lot of people call these guys Gas Digital traitors, turncoats, if you will.
Either way,
I don't harbor any resentment. Sagalow's cool still.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Sagalow's the reason.
The writing was on the wall when we had our 15th producer in 11 days.
The mics are dead to me. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Feeney.
Louis.
Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow are on the show.
Yay.
He's on fire.
Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to open up the racist live chat right
now. I got PTSD when I heard Mike Finn, and I was like, oh no, an hour and a half of jam band talk.
You remember when they were going to replace me with Mike Fenoya on Legion of Skanks? I was moving to LA. Go back to the archives. If you're a Gas Digital subscriber, or you know what? You should be a Gas Digital subscriber. Use the promo code RAP. Go get a 7-day free trial. Go into the archives. Look for the Louis going to LA saga. There's like a 3 or 4 part series where I was about to go to LA. And Big J started bringing in Mike Fenoya.
Yeah.
And I love Mike. Mike's fucking great. But I mean, what are we talking about here? To replace me?
A bald guy for a bald guy?
Wow. Literally, that's how simplistic Big J's fucking mind works, dude.
Bald. It's more
literally,
or less
that's
same.
It. Yeah. Relatively,
same
Big
build.
Big J is one of the funniest people in the world, but he has the fucking mind of a retarded producer.
Fenoya's just a few shades in the right direction, though.
Oh my God, dude. It was fucking, it was infuriating.
It was crazy how much ad dollars they made those 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was wild.
They didn't make anything those 3 weeks. And I'll tell you right now.
The sincerity.
It's so funny to see
they didn't make anything those 3 weeks.
It's funny to see him like
dressed
like that, like really aggressive. Like you're dressed like a Rastaman being like, and then they fucking...
Don't worry, be angry for no reason.
Yeah.
Hit the button, man.
You know what it was?
Zackle snake.
That's a Zackle snake.
Zackle snake. Zackle snake.
we have an incredible show planned today. Okay, I'm going to Jamaica on Sunday, so I'm getting myself into the mindset now.
Sure.
This I don't know if you guys see this. I'm wearing blackface. I'm a little bit darker than I normally am.
You're wearing black everything.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So
nothing he's wearing is black.
His hair.
It's brown.
It's brown.
No, I think he's saying like African.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Brennan's just bringing up hair because he wants to present his newly
so we're talking about hair, huh? Yeah, you know, yeah. Some people buy it. Some people buy it.
Speaking that's of cool. Identities.
You buy your hair at a store.
Well,
whatever.
I was just in Boca Raton, and boy, does it feel good to get it professionally done. For free your, on your father.
Did you get your hair done?
Yeah.
Your dad's a hairdresser? Is that what you just said? Free from your father?
No, but no, my dad's
dad,
at like this.
Dad paid for it.
My dad's at this country club where like everything goes on his card. So I went there for a week and I just fucking spent that shit.
How good is this? He didn't even tip him. Definitely added the tip.
No
to the
tip.
Card.
No tip.
What?
No tip. Country club. They don't want tips.
They don't want.
Your dad's
tips.
In a black country club.
His name is Tyrone.
Why didn't you bring your friends to the country club? Where was this? In Florida.
I don't have
girlfriends.
Not only did he not ask or bring anybody
why is
of
this,
fun.
Why is this happening?
Why are we
all attacking?
I'm bringing 13 of my producers to I'm bringing 13 of my producers to Jamaica.
Oh, so. this is the company trip.
Company trip. Yeah.
Nice. Let me ask you this.
Guys, if I can recommend something, get a hair thing done on his car.
Yeah. Beads on Lewis. Did you do it intentionally so both Alex and Harrington couldn't come, so you were saving two tickets?
They begged me to do it earlier.
Any other time.
Yeah, they were like, please. Yeah. Like, they were like, Alex cried. Yeah. She looked me right in the face and said, it's the greatest week of my life was Jamaica. Please don't do it without me. And I couldn't fucking.
She just held her stomach, go, I'll get rid of this.
The greatest week of my life was Jamaica.
Yeah.
But no, we couldn't. We had to do it during this time, and it happened to be literally the week that she's due.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Plus, the butt pics would have been, you know, worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, look, if Alex is going to be there, we want her in a bikini. We want her looking toy.
Yeah.
We don't want her looking fucking like a fucking balloon.
Like a whale right. Washed up on your
Jesus
convo.
Christ. Calm down, pig. Beat it.
Anyway, let's get.
Yes, Alex, I'm going to eat this. Relax.
I hit my headphones. I don't even know what you were in the middle of doing.
He's just singing.
These guys don't support me, man.
No.
I come on this show. These guys, they laugh at my shit, man.
I laugh at you all the time.
I don't laugh at you. Zach
is always very generous with his laugh, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay.
Zach's also, by the way, Zach is an excruciating pain right now.
Excruciating. I asked him, he said it hurts to breathe more than normal.
And my tooth.
Hit the button, man. You and your buttons. Sometimes you let people get.
No, you don't get a fucking.
Zach got a good one. Not, Canada.
I haven't gotten a button in years. Button years.
Fucking Feeney, relax. Lewis,
you have to fucking.
Don't call me Lewis. Brandish, Mike-ish, Zach-ish.
I agree though. I think the buttons they need to be held sacred.
Yeah, it's not just for any laugh. You're supposed to be funny. You don't get a button just for being funny.
I thought the first one is kind of like encouragement, and then it's a harder grade.
You should have a button that says every time you're not funny for when Lev is on.
Wow. Lev is one of the brand new...
I was kidding.
That's a new investment in Lewis. What do you think, Lewis is going to buy Bitcoin and then
I
trash
really
it?
Thought, company dude, man now. I really thought that was going to crush with you guys. There you go. You got one.
Chris Scopo.
Okay.
You got a Chris Scopo flow runner.
Wow. Memorial drop.
It takes me a while to get cooking on this thing.
So Chris Scopo used to be so bad at podcasting that we had to create a drop for him specifically for ruining the flow of the show.
Well, it took him a while to find his real strength in Man on the Street, Queens versus Long Island.
I bet if I said Chris Scopo, it would have killed. And then you would have had that. Then you would have had that button.
It's
all I'm going to think about this entire time.
Let's do our plugs. Let's make them quicker. I've been spending too much time on plugs. We're going to do these plugs in under 3 minutes total, Shannon, starting now. Go, Ken. Go.
All I got to say is Emmaus Theater, March 25th, this Saturday, if you're watching live. Me, Feeney, and Sagalo doing half stand-up, half live Here's a Scenario podcast. And if you're not in the Pennsylvania area, check out the pod, Here's a Scenario.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're listening to this live, I'm going to be in Stamford, Connecticut tomorrow at the New York Comedy Club. Please come out. And other than that, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. And listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. YouTube.com/Here's a Scenario. Check out the podcast and come see us in Emmaus.
Love it. Zach?
March 25th, Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malafarina. On April the 1st, Soul Joles. April the 4th, New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. April 20th, Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Lou?
Hell yeah, live stuff coming up. Funny Bone, St. Louis, April 14th and 15th. Then One Night Only, 420 show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Chris Faga coming with me on those shows. Then that weekend, I will be in West Jordan, Utah. Then I got Fort Worth coming up, Houston coming up, Lafayette, Grand Rapids, Emmaus, Chicago, Detroit, and more. Legion of Skanks live on the road as well. Our first theater run.
Yeah. Nice.
Area, yeah. The weekend of August 10th, 11th, and 12th. Boston, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and Foxwoods Casino. Get all those tickets at lewisofskanks.com. Very, very excited about a new special that I'm working on right now. Should be announcing dates for that very soon to grab tickets. And subscribe to Gas Digital, the new Gas Digital. We're launching a new website, new apps, new everything. So subscribe right now. I think next, or I guess the week after we return from Jamaica, are we switching everything over? Shannon, do we know?
At approximately.
Some people are already testing it, and it's great. Dude, I'll tell you right now, it's really, I'm very, very excited about the future of Gas Digital, so make sure you subscribe now and, you know, go check out the new site if you get a chance.
Yeah.
You guys know what the fuck's up.
Hell yeah. That was nice and short. That felt
under
like
3 minutes?
Perfect.
It was 2 minutes.
We did a good job.
It was two minutes.
Well, so, under 2 minutes.
Great guests.
Felt good.
Yeah.
Professional broadcasters.
Fucking quick. Shannon, so I keep on seeing this ChatGPT thing.
GPT.
Yeah.
CBD.
South Park.
Chat CBD.
PPTs.
Where they wrote, ChatGPT wrote in South Park episode.
Did they write
in
South Park?
I don't think it was the full episode.
It was Trey and him, and ChatGPT wrote it. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking great. Yeah. So here's the thing, I was inspired by this. And I've been seeing it pop up more and more. And somebody wrote a Legion of Skanks. They were like, if the Legion of Skanks was a sitcom, give me a scene from it. It was on the Facebook
group. Dude,
that's
awesome.
And it was great. Like, it literally was like, I was like, that's what we would write.
That's awesome.
That is specifically what we would
that's
write.
So crazy.
If we knew structure and prose, yeah. That's what we would write.
Yeah, I gave it to Zach to punch up. It was great.
We gave you an episode of Always Sunny.
Yeah. So I didn't really understand what it was, and I still sort of don't understand what it is. And I was like, Shannon, I started yelling things at her this morning. I was like, open it up and just say this. And I was like, does it need more information than just a name and an instruction?
Dude. No, it's got to find. It's got to take it through what though?
It like
because you don't
it,
have like
writing hours.
Online.
Is it listening to the podcast
and transcribing it?
I think so.
Dude, yeah, it like wow. takes
so
in all that
everything.
Shit. It's a little scary.
Think
it's
about how many hours they have of you.
A Legion of Skanks script is like interior, Uber, Lewis screams at driver.
Lewis yes. on roller skates screams at driver.
Doggy. So I had Shannon. Shannon wrote, first thing she told us to do was write me a dating profile, and I was like, that's stupid. I was like, they're not gonna. How would they know how to write me a dating profile? And then Shannon, read the dating profile.
Okay, it says, occupation, comedian, podcaster, MMA enthusiast.
Wow.
About me, I'm a funny, outgoing guy who loves to make people laugh.
Jesus Christ.
When I'm not on stage or in the studio, you can find me at the gym training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or Muay Thai.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Likes long walks on the beach and rape.
Dude, yeah, I'm like afraid of asking ChatGPT about anything about me because they're like, I'm a loser. I fucking hate myself.
I dyed my hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm my dad's
I'm running
son.
From something
slowly
lightly jogging more than anything.
Shannon,
I'm also a big foodie and love trying out new restaurants in the city.
I do. How wow. did that know that I've never written that anywhere.
You take what pictures new, of your food,
restaurants I do, do you go I out go to new restaurants.
Name the last
are you
new restaurant.
No, no, Lewis does.
He's right. a restaurateur.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Wendy's, I think it's called.
No, the last nice restaurant that I went to in New York City was Manhattan.
Oh.
Which is fucking.
It's pronounced Manhattan.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
You leave off. You leave
and
off.
Then I went to a Brooklyn.
He said the heart of Brooklyn.
A Brooklyn.
They don't allow N's. It's a really nice place. You know, fuck it.
That's great.
Yeah, that was the fun, great, man.
Yeah.
Be generous to yourself.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
Dude, he just looks like a dog that stuck its head out the window. Just truly happy.
Ah!
Dude, new thing that I thought I liked in porn. Side note, we're going to put a pin in this. Going back to ChatGPT. A thing that I jerked off to completion to. I thought I liked it. Was
you normally not jerk off to completion?
No, I jerk off to completion. Well, sometimes I just I'll just jerk off and I'll be like, all right, that's not going to make me jizz, but you know, thank
but
you.
But if he comes to it, that's like him anointing it.
So
it's a closer.
Yeah. Well,
there's like a whole category of girls that when they're getting fucked, their eyes goes crossed.
That's got a name.
That's the thing.
Overacting 101.
I hate
some sort of like Japanese.
The first girl I saw do it, I was like, yeah, and her tongue was hanging out. She was drooling.
It's fucking hot. It is hot.
I stood near her. She was going. It was like,
Dude, don't do it. You can't do it.
No. Yeah, that's
and there
crazy.
Was drool, like almost like the scene where he's like the drool for longer.
Dude, I know exactly what you're talking about because that shit makes me cum too. That not when you're doing it, but. Now I'll never see it the same again, actually.
And they lose their shit, dude. And I liked the one girl that did it. I was like, hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. And I was like, this is awesome. And then I saw it's a whole category. And I was
is the category called?
I just clicked on like cross eyes or fucking like.
It has a name. Shit. It has like this like.
You know what it is. Just say
no,
it.
No, I don't. Of course I would say it if I could. It's like a shaka or something like that.
A shaka? No, that's this, dude. You're confusing your technique.
Shaka, bro.
It's a Sufi.
Oh, let's see. In the chat, Discount Gandhi says, a higao?
Higao. Yes, it's something.
It's with an A. Yeah, a lot of people are saying a higao. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, no, but then I saw, like, I was like, oh, this fucking chick's hot.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm in, right? And then I clicked on, like, the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of chicks, and and I knew she was faking it. I knew she wasn't being fucked googly eyed.
Of course.
I know.
Of course, yeah.
But you want to, like.
Dude, it's so crazy. What is that?
Oh, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, this wasn't the girl, but yeah,
that's
she's
crazy,
hot.
Though.
What's on her head?
Cum, probably.
That's probably, yeah. That I would. A bit of cum.
I think it falls into the whole, like, pedophilia.
It's a face that young sluts make now.
Well,
in
pictures. Well, and they look
like the googly-eyed gremlin from Gremlins 2. Yeah.
There's girls on Instagram now where they lean into, like.
Dude, it's nuts. They do that on TikTok all the time. It's like shit like that, and then like shit of like.
But they'll use like a baby doll voice or like a little baby voice, and she'll be like. Yeah. And she goes cross up. She's got big tits and a tattooed on her chest. Like, yeah. What is this?
Yeah, dude,
am I supposed to find this
pedophiles.
Hot or am I a pedophile? What is happening?
Do you know when there's like hunting videos and they make a noise of like a struggling rabbit? Like, is that something? Is that an instinctual thing that they're fucking with where they're making a high-pitched voice that kind of burrows into our brain and we're like, there's something to that.
That would be a good thing to say to people.
But it kind of fucked me up. Once I clicked on it, I was like, and I saw all these girls doing their dumb googly eyes and drooling.
You got the ick.
And I was like, nah. I was like, this is dumb. I am, you know what it is? I don't like being a mark, right? Yeah, and I immediately was like, nah, fuck you, dude.
I get the same.
I'm not a mark. When I thought I happened upon some one crazy bitch who just did this, I was like, this is the fucking greatest thing. When it became
that's
a category.
Move.
When it became a category, but it probably was one bitch's signature move. Who invented it? Who's the chick who fucking, you know?
Chicks like Bella Thorne. Who's that TikTok girl that Bella something?
I think it's a Japanese. It might be like an Asian thing, because I feel like that comes from that.
It's like a tentacle. Point.
Yeah, but
it comes from that.
Reach too deep.
Because a lot of young like trannies do it too. They make that weird face.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I saw a trans girl post.
What? Ew.
Lewis is like,
what? Ew.
Well, I didn't stumble into that.
Yeah, but it's like that kawaii shit.
Yuck.
The what?
Yeah.
Kawaii, the like cute, Leonard? Super cute, K-A-W-A-I-I, kawaii. I saw a trans girl post the other day that it was her birthday, but she goes, but I transitioned 3 years ago, so really it's my third birthday.
I get that. Have more birthdays.
No, fuck that. No.
If you couldn't have more birthdays, you wouldn't
have
more birthdays.
But do you think you do it on your actual birthday just so you can remember it easier?
I don't know, dude. This whole infantilization thing grosses me out more than anything in the world.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Now, what does that word mean for Feeny?
Infantilization.
But I have a whole bit about it, and I don't know if you felt like this, but it weirds me out very much when like friends or family friends or people in my family will be like, talking about my son like flirting. Like, look at, he's such a little charming flirt. He's flirting. He's a little flirt. And it's like, it starts at such a young age where you're like,
Stop putting him in sexual categories. He's fucking talking. Yeah. He's interacting with you. He's not flirting, you fucking creep. Just talk to him like a human being.
I mean, he was doing this.
Yeah,
yeah. He was, you look over and he's jerking off.
He was.
Like, hey, how dare you, hey, grandma.
I don't care for that at all. Because I got to put that out now.
Oh, Shannon, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I found the origin of that face thing.
Origin of that face, yes, please.
So it says the common facial expression where you stick out your tongue, roll your eyes, whatever, originates from a Japanese erotic story written by a man who fantasizes about abusing children.
Oh. Damn.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
His name is Zach Amika.
One word.
Zach Amika. Tsuki Zach Amika. Wait a minute, hold on, time out. Did I just say that right? Yeah, so that's what it is, dude. Yeah, there is a little bit of a pedophilia thing there,
yeah.
Where like it is, I mean, I guess if you fucked a child, her eyes would go cross and her tongue would hang out and you'd drool.
So, yeah. I guess the hottest thing in the world would happen. Who knew?
Yes.
You know, what are you gonna do?
As it turns out.
Oh wow. It's silver lining.
Yeah. It also says
it was everyone's fantasy to fuck a child catatonic.
It says that it reduces and reinforces stereotypes that Japanese women are submissive, easily dominated, manipulated, and that they want or deserve abusive treatment.
Sure. All of that psychologically checks out.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. You know, someone angrily wrote that one.
Also, some people just like to be abused in the bedroom. Some people like it. Yeah. Like, it's a fucking...
Yeah, no matter how hard they say stop.
Yeah. Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
don't like being abused, but I can get into abusing.
Like choking?
What?
A little choke, a little spanking.
A slap, a nice slap.
I don't like smacking the face. I like smacking the ass.
Nice. Yeah, the ass.
Your ass,
dude. That's just too
a little like, hey, bitch, pay attention.
Sure, but
right? hey, my cock's in your mouth, and you start smacking her on the cheek while it's in her mouth,
with
right?
The cock.
A girl
in she college keeps falling asked me asleep. To hit
her. Yeah, hello, wake up. Hello, are you alive?
Yeah.
Shh, I wasn't here.
Does that have? Has a girl asked you to hit her, like strike her during sex?
Yeah.
I just feel like that immediately takes me out of it.
I had a video one time of a girl, and I was fucking her, and she's like, hit me. And then, like, it was the biggest...
Cut!
I almost...
It's just Lewis swinging down.
All right, just hammer-fisting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like The Sopranos.
It just pauses. You may have wondered how I got here.
Yeah.
Dumb ways to die. No, dude, I'll tell you right now. She's like, hit me. And she like wanted me to fucking whack her. This is a crazy bitch, dude. It's just so funny. I wish I had this video to show you guys because I was such a little bitch in it. I went, Beck. And she went, you saw her roll her eyes in the video. She went, oh. It was such a little pussy move. And I didn't notice it in life that it happened. I just, upon rewatching the video, I noticed how disappointed she was with my pussy ass fucking hit.
Do you have like a... Dennis, like from Always Sunny, log of all of your sexual conquests?
I used to have them on my phone. And then I recently deleted everything in my phone.
Why? Wow. Scorched earth. No, he did it on purpose.
No, because I started dating this chick and I was just like, I started feeling like a creep. I was like, I have like videos of me with other chicks.
Sure. Yeah.
Naked pictures of other videos, all that stuff. So I just one day, and it wasn't like I morally came to this. It was a moment like where I need to do this. And then immediately I delete it. And I was like, what the fuck did I just do?
Yeah.
You have
it. Recently deleted. Restore. Get into a folder. Zach, sending you a file right now. Save this.
Put it on the Google Drive. Yeah.
He did go through all of them slowly while listening to Green Day's Time.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a little iCloud movie.
No, dude, I'm fucking, she's moving here. I don't want to fuck this up. Dude.
From where?
L.A.
Wow. Yeah. How long?
We've been seeing each other for
a year.
Flight's
about 5 hours.
A year?
In May, we've been seeing each other for a year. That was since our first date.
Wow. Good for you, dude.
Yeah, she's fucking great.
She's moving in with you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very excited.
Think that's going to put a lot of pressure on the relationship?
Could put a lot of pressure on her cervix.
Oh, are you trying to knock her up?
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, doggy.
I could predict
how much younger is she than you?
Right.
Oh, that
Jesus
much younger, huh?
Christ.
Oh, that much younger.
That much. She's a decent amount younger than me, but she's older than my last girlfriend.
So she's like 16.
Fucking dweeb. Fucking dweebazoid.
Sorry, I have fun, you know.
Shannon, can we? Was that the end of my dating profile?
Sorry, I was getting water. No, there's a little bit more. So, oh, hold on.
What was that? Cigarettes were in there? What happened?
What the fuck, my God. Dude?
That went everywhere.
I need a napkin.
Is it too hot?
No, I coughed. I couldn't swallow. This is the moment where
dude, that looked like your first sip.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that was fucking too much. Nuts.
God, yeah, you did a hot, 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 hot mouth.
You're like, ugh.
I breathed.
You coughed into the cup.
That was terrible. Oh, and I coughed over my dashiki.
Oh.
Oh, no.
God damn it. The fucking hell. Oh, that
was that passed out?
Now how are you going to meet your job?
I can't stand everyone. Sorry, Shannon. What was that? All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of this show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you like to get high, why not do it legally? Why not have it shipped right to your door from YoDelta.com? They have Delta 8 THC vapes and gummies. If you don't know what Delta 8 is, it is a chemical found in weed and it gets you high. It's just a different version of THC, but it gets you just as high. And that's why it can be shipped legally in all 50 states.
Yep, and at YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. And let me tell you now, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Right now, go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. All right, where were we?
Okay, so we did the foodie thing, restaurants in New York City, and the last line is, looking for someone who can keep up with my humor and have a positive outlook on life. Bonus points if you can handle a little bit of sarcasm.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's a great dating profile.
Honestly.
Way better than I can write.
Here's what's crazy is it is all of the things about you that you actually do like. You would never write it that way if you were doing it, but it is like a hilarious thing of like,
hey, bitch, can't keep a secret.
I really love these things. but it is on brand. Like, it is true to your, that's what is weirder. It's true to your emotional truth.
Well, what I wish we could do, I wish there was a way that we could have like some sort of reality show attached to this where you date from this profile and you act unfiltered, you who you are, and for them to like just the reveal of them recognizing that your profile
showed up in a dashiki with like one of those fake hat hair things.
Bitch, I said, can you handle sarcasm?
You get it?
This is a joke.
It's a comedy club. I think it's not, but that's just a wall. But yeah, you get it? Duh. Shannon, what else did we ask this ChatGPT?
The next thing was to write a scene in the Luis J. Gomez biopic.
Dude, a ton of interns here are going to lose their jobs to ChatGPT.
Write a scene in the Luis J. Gomez biopic.
Yes.
I don't like that one as much, Shannon.
Okay. There was just that. The one thing in that was the joke that you said that you had told.
I have. All right. So read the scene for the Luis J. Gomez biopic.
Great.
Okay. Interior comedy club night.
Already a lie.
It's a fiction.
Can't get them all right, you know? AI is only so smart.
Yeah. Interior comedy club, off night.
God damn it.
That's great. That's great.
Tuesday, 6 p.m.
Hold on, I lost my spot. Oh, actually, there was that other joke. I don't know if you want me to tell it to you first, but there was my first question I asked it, a joke that Luis J. Gomez would tell.
Oh, yeah, God, what is it?
Did you hear about the dyslexic devil worshiper? He sold his soul to Santa.
That's a good joke.
That's not a bad joke. And I actually did, I wrote, and I talked about this on the podcast years ago. I had an idea for a sketch where I wanted to film on the day of SantaCon, and it was going to be me wearing a devil costume like I got the message wrong. I swear to God.
Yeah.
That was going to be the whole, it was just a little visual, quick fucking thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they fucking, doggy.
They comb the internet.
Like, ChatGPT is like Nardwar. Do you know that guy?
Yeah.
Nardwar?
I Nardwar? Follow him.
Yeah, me too. He like finds all this like
who's your
deep
leader?
Shit about rappers and musicians.
He's actually he dresses kind of like Lewis right now.
He actually looks just like Lewis right now.
But he has like a high pitched voice, pretty annoying when you first see him. But then he like really loves hip hop, and he'll bring up something from somebody's past that like real street guys have reacted not cool to it. Like
oh my god, that's him.
Yeah, it's white Lewis.
He's like he's like he has a show on Nickelodeon.
He looks, he kind of talks like a Nickelodeon character, too. Anyway.
Shannon, we also...
don't even have to do that.
We also asked it to write a Real Ass Podcast segment.
Yes.
For the show.
Yes. Hold on, I'm reading all the other things we did. Okay, so here's this. The segment name is Am I a Jerk? The description
already great.
The description in this segment, Luis J. Gomez and his co-host will discuss situations where they may have acted like a jerk, and they'll debate whether or not their actions are justified. Wow. They'll also take submissions from listeners who want to know if they were in the wrong in certain situations, and then it gives like it gives a whole thing.
That's a great segment. We don't need you, Shannon. Yeah. I shit you
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying.
Shannon segments are
did
like.
You ask, what do you name saying? A segment said, Shannon would come up with, which is Reddit's "Am I the Asshole?" read out loud on a podcast.
Yeah. Also, I think that's new. It's Barstool's new game.
Shannon, that's literally something you would come up with.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah, I know. I we're gonna fine. Start using this thing to start writing everything.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
I definitely am.
I love it. And what? Last but not least, we
did two other things. We did the rap.
Oh, that's right. We did a if Luis J. Gomez were to write a rap, what would it be?
Nice.
Wow.
No, can you read it,
Shannon? Can you give me? Can you, drop it? A beat and can you?
Here I am.
Do you want me to put it on the screen or do you want me to print it? I didn't
put it on the screen. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Playboy.
I had to copy and paste because I had a network error and I had to restart the whole
God
thing.
Damn
so
it, Shannon.
No. You can just watch. You could read it from here.
Cut while to you're doing that. Now, can you bring up a beat for Lois?
Hold on. I gotta put it. I put it in the background.
I can't wait.
Can have a beatbox.
I can't. Yeah, I could beatbox.
Here we go. Wait for it to kick in.
I love the first line.
Let me get some bass in my headphones.
It feels ironic, but it's also done very well. That first line.
What?
Wait,
what?
Drop it.
Oh, and you missed it.
What? No.
You missed where to go.
I didn't know what I was going to drop.
You can't feel that in your blood,
I'm
man.
I'm Luis J. Gomez, and I'm here to say I'm a funny motherfucker in every way. Yeah. I'm a Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Don't you forget. I'll make you laugh so hard you'll break a sweat.
Sweat.
I'm the core. Wait, this is the chorus.
Louis.
Not so easy, Louis.
Louis.
Chorus.
I'm the comedy king, the one and only. I'll roast your ass like a bag of bologna. I don't hold back. I don't play it safe. I'm the rap game's Bill Burr. I got no filter, no breaks. I grew up here in the Bronx, you know I'm tough. I take it at a heckler. Yeah. I'll never bluff. I'll put you in your place with a smile on my face. And if you don't like it, you can get out of my space. I'm the comedy king, the one and only. I'll roast your ass like a big bag of bologna. Don't hold back. I don't play it safe. I'm the rap game's Bill Burr. I got no filter, no breaks. I've been in the game for a minute or two. I've done podcasts, TV, and comedy, too. So your side's hurt. And if you don't believe me, just ask Joe Rogan, Burt,
Kreischer, and Tom Segura.
Oh, come on, everyone.
That's I'm the comedy king, the one and only. I'll roast your ass like a big old baloney. I don't hold back, I don't play it safe. I'm the rap game's filmer, no filter, no break.
That's
the most it sounded. That
maybe the intro to my next special.
Dude, Lewis is going to take ChatGPT to Jamaica.
Dougie, I don't need anybody else. I'm going to literally download this, and everything is coming from ChatGPT moving forward.
Yeah. This is great.
I love it.
Yeah.
If
somebody starts ChatGPT, they're going to be rich.
Why?
Because Lewis keeps saying that what it actually is.
ChatGPT. GPT. All right, Shannon, last but not least, I asked ChatGPT's. To
Chat Patrice.
Chat Chop Cheese.
Talk about women.
No, I asked ChatGPT to write a porn scene involving all of us and Shannon.
It wouldn't do porn. It wouldn't do romantic. Nuts. It wouldn't do love, but it did do romantic comedy romantic at Natalie's comedy. Suggestion. So
okay.
Can we have romantic the scripts?
Comedy is okay.
Why did you print scripts for us?
Why is even fucking AI puritanical?
Yeah, so weird.
They don't want to hurt their algorithm.
That would ding me by Meta standards.
Okay, wow. So this is we're gonna all act as ourselves, right?
Uh huh.
So okay.
No, interior, I want to be Zach.
Interior Comedy Club at night.
Lines. I don't have any lines.
I don't have any lines.
None of us do. It's just you Shannon. And Shannon.
Yeah. I'll be Shannon.
Exactly. Shannon, there's no lines for the rest of the boys.
This is what it did, but it ended abruptly because I had a network error, so I couldn't continue it.
Wow.
The only thing we do.
You know, never has network errors.
Hold on, they walk in. All right, so how about you guys?
Interior Comedy Club night. Luis J. Gomez, Zach Amico, Brendan Sagalo, Mike Cannon, and Mike Feeney are standing backstage at a comedy club waiting to go on stage. Producer Shannon.
Both
Lee
Mikes and Sagalo are terrified and shaking and decide that they do not want to be a part of any conversation.
It just saves itself time. Like, I gotta be like, waiting for these three fucking schmucks. I'll just. Shannon to the group.
Guys, I need your help. The headliner for now. I'm Shannon. I'm
gonna be Shannon. We
Shannon. That's
figure
I like
that out.
This. I like this.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I need your help. The headliner for next week's show.
You know what? I just realized you're going to be Zach. You're going to be Lewis. All right.
Okay, there you
this
go.
This is better. I like it. I'm going to watch this.
To the group.
Guys, I need your help. The headliner for next week's show just canceled, and I don't have anyone to replace him. I need one of you to step up and take the spot.
Someone has to read the stage direction.
Zach, Lewis, Zach, Brendan, Mike Cannon, and Mike Feeney all look at each other nervously.
I'll do it.
You're Zach.
You sure, man? That's a big deal. Ow, my tooth.
Oh, he's ad-libbing. He's into it. Lewis?
Where am I? Oh, it's up to me. Sorry, I don't know.
I'm going to get Kramer mad at you.
Go ahead. What do you mean? In what other way do you mean?
Also, was that a threat against yourself?
Like, no, there's stories.
I'm wearing a bomb.
Michael Richards would get mad on set a lot if someone fucked up the line.
Yeah. Oh, on Seinfeld.
Oh, that common Kramer knowledge. You fucking idiot.
I also said Michael Richards, too. Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. I've been preparing for this my whole life.
Great. You're going to kill it. All right, guys. We need to start promoting this ASAP. Lewis, can you stay behind for a second? I need to talk to you about something.
Lewis?
You're Lewis.
Lewis.
The rest of the group nods and heads out to start promoting the show. Lewis stays behind with Shannon. Can we get the sexy music, please?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I got to tell you something.
Oh.
I've had a crush on you for the longest time.
What? Really?
Yeah, really. And I know this is probably not the best timing with you taking on this huge gig and all, but I just had to tell you.
Well, I'm glad you did. Because I've had a crush on you too.
Really?
Yeah, really. And I was actually planning on asking you out after the show tonight.
Well, I guess I saved you the trouble then.
Lewis and Shannon both laugh. And then Sherry, passionate kiss. Gentlemen.
Oh yeah. Pussy.
Okay.
I wanted to see lips.
That is pussy shit.
Lewis?
Do it for real though.
No, I don't want to. Lewis?
Sorry. So how about we go out for dinner after the show tonight? Celebrate our new gig and our new relationship.
I'd love that.
You got to kiss
Lewis and Shannon kiss again.
Lewis is so into this.
Lewis and Shannon kiss again.
Crying.
And exit the comedy club. This is a scene from our real life, by the way. This actually happened.
Yeah.
Really?
So ChatGPT, get out of my fucking life.
I've had a crush on you for a long time.
Yeah.
I love the probably not the best timing with you taking on this huge gig and all.
I love that ChatGPT knows I would say one thing and then politely go back to my book.
Very fun.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Feet Finder for supporting today's show. FeetFinder.com is the website where you can find fucking feet. If you like tootsies, you like feet, you like toes, you like the smell, you like the taste, you like the fucking look of them, well, guess what? It's essentially OnlyFans for feet.
And for those of you looking to sell your body, it's not just dicks and pussies anymore. No. Show just your feet and make money.
You can be a foot hooker.
make money in any number of fun categories. You know, Lewis, like beautiful feet,
love
high heels,
love them,
soles,
love them,
painted toenails,
love them.
Oh, look at that, fat feet.
Ew, who would want fat feet?
If you're a wild and crazy person, even face and feet pics.
You can sell your face and your feet. What a slut. If you're a chick, go on a Feet Finder right now and start selling your feet. I say right now, we're going to have Shannon sign up for an account, and you can buy Shannon's feet. But you guys can link up with fucking hot chicks that like to show off those tootsies. Do it right now. Just go to feetfinder.com and let them know that Real Ass Podcast sent you there. All right, where were we?
I'm loving it. all right, so let's talk about this. Father tases over seat dispute on a flight. What happened, Shannon?
So this dad, his wife, and his one-year-old child were on a flight from somewhere in Australia. And he had a conversation with another passenger and asked if it was okay for him to switch seats with them so that he could sit next to his wife.
Which I will
kid.
Never do that.
I've always said no.
I cannot stand the person who does that because they want to save money. So they're like, oh, we'll get seats separate and then make everybody else move after that.
I turned down $100 last time.
Really?
Yeah, because
what was it for though? What was
so my aisle seat, and he was in the middle.
It was a woman and her newborn child.
No, it was just some dippy broad and her fucking annoying, like, you know, quarter zip husband.
I'll give you $100.
I'll give you $100. Well, first he said 50, and I said no, and he was like, "How about 100?" And I go, "I piss a lot. Yeah, there's not enough money in the world for you."
Well, I don't even do now. I do window. I was always aisle.
What?
Forever
window.
Window. You like window?
Check this out.
Nuts.
Believe me, my exact response was what you guys were like, aisle all day long.
Do you go full Hasidic and put a cloak over you?
No, I'm tight. I'm a big guy, but Big J actually convinced me of this because I'm always window now. Okay, in the aisle, you're getting fucking shoved in the shoulder by the fucking cart.
Right.
Every person
that
walking by, it's happening non fucking stop. If you're in the aisle, anytime somebody in your lane or anytime somebody in your row, you have to get up over and over again for these fucking assholes. I like to be the inconvenience causer. Okay. When I want to get up, hey, folks, get the fuck up.
You dictate the disruption.
I dictate the disruption.
You want to be a little dictator.
I want to be a little dick.
A little dictator.
Yeah.
See, now here's my number one thing for the aisle is being tall, the leg room, getting to stretch that leg out is everything.
So you think you put one leg into the aisle? Because if you do that, you know, when I'm going to the bathroom, I kick the whatever foot is
in
my way.
Well, I move my leg back. I've never been kicked once.
I treat it like it's a field goal, dude. Yeah. I run at it and I kick as hard as I can in the fucking ankle.
I've never been kicked, I got to stretch out. And I also don't mind, if someone wants me to get up, I don't mind that. As long as it's not like a 5 a.m. flight.
I hate
flight.
To get up.
No, I like stretching my legs.
Sure, but I want to stretch my legs when I decide I want to stretch my legs, not when Fuckface wants me to stretch my legs. Then you got to get up. Then you got to stand there and wait for Fuckface to get back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or you got to sit back down, then get back up again. Yeah. I got my tray pulled down. I have all my shit. I have my snacks. I have my whole... It's a whole to-do.
But really, I will say that I don't know if you feel this way. The only thing that keeps me out of the window and into the aisle is the size of, like, disappointment from the people when you ask to get out. Like, that shit brings so much bubbling, murderous rage to my surface that I can't suppress it. So I'd rather disappoint myself and live with that than just be like, hey, can I get out? And they're like... Yeah,
I want to
hijack the plane when that happens.
If I have to pee, I will wait until the moment that I can tell that that person fell into deep REM sleep. Then I will tap them on the shoulder and I'll say, hey, hello, hi, gotta go to the bathroom, sorry.
Yeah. See, we're coming at this from different angles too, because you have the like problem with authority, psychological mindset where you can't be told like what to do. You have to decide it on your own terms. Now, I also come at it from a different angle, is when people ask me to get up and go, my psychological thing goes to be like... They fucking owe me one.
Yeah.
So now they're indebted. They're in a hole.
Do you think they're indebted?
Feeny needs the Federal Reserve of getting up out of
his
seat.
Yeah, oh, dude. And then I'll get extra stuff. Out.
You're just never getting. You're never getting.
He says now, now I get the armrest.
You really owe me one, bud.
Yeah.
What are you collecting?
I'm telling you.
He has a bank of karma points that are never coming.
No, dude. I cash them in immediately. That gets me the armrest 9 out of 10 times.
You think
so? I don't think it is.
You know what gets you the armrest?
I know.
No. Just shoving your
armrest.
Robbing it.
What gets you your armrest is the fact that your elbows and forearms are made out of razor blades.
Right.
Yeah. And you push them into somebody else, and they literally have to collapse into themselves.
Well, that's my defense if they don't share it. But now I get full. Once they come back from the bathroom, 99% of people put their. They don't even put it on the armrest anymore as a thank you.
I'm going to say something for the window.
Crazy. You really think that
hasn't
true.
Been said. Something for the window that hasn't been said. What? You also control the window. So it's up to you. It's down.
Oh,
it's
no,
you
want no. it
down. There's not much control. There's down. Simply just an up yeah. and down. Yeah.
There is control,
control
there, though.
That is control.
Of
control.
The window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We laugh at this, but we all know what I'm talking about.
Well,
but.
No, but there's no control. The shade is down.
No, but not always. Not sometimes always. People Let, in the there's the window.
That's crazy.
Now, do you
window. Say
some
animals.
Now, some animals say
there?
Yeah,
like some a retarded child.
Dude, no,
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 dude. Clowns.
Yes,
dude, Louis. When we flew out
Clown
to L.A.
Time.
Yes, when we flew out to L.A. together, I think that was the flight. That was that Mike,
yeah,
the only one on the entire flight who had the window shade open was Cannon was
he
directly
had a sunburn
next to us.
Yeah, there is like a fucking burn mark. Like I was an ant under a magnifying.
It was like an early morning. The sun was right flight. Outside the window.
That's why you gotta say something.
Cannon had his hoodie pulled up and just was so miserable. Yeah. He didn't sleep for a second. We were like, ugh, something like a
yeah.
baby.
Well rested. Yeah, yeah. Performed great. Right.
I can't see anything. It's so dark
Dude,
in here.
Yeah, I had a blue eye for a half day. So, I will say this. Argument points for Isle. So this happened to me going to Seattle, and I had a moment with a guy. So some fucking old, you know, she's in her 70s or something like that, but everybody collapses into the aisle. They try to take their stuff and run. This lady, like a fucking
Take
running
her time.
Back, no, tried to bust Pushes. Through the line like she's going through a gap.
Have you, well, as that relates, have you ever lied and said you have to get a connecting flight?
Yeah.
Because I have.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Got a connecting
oh, I've
flight.
Never lied. I've done it when I have had
no,
a
no,
connecting
I just,
flight.
No, oh, I one time I had a connecting flight and I had to do that. I was like, yeah. oh, scam, dude, another scam that Jew. You can, but you don't have to wait to get off the back of the plane. You could just scream, I have a connecting flight and just beeline toward the front.
Yeah, that's yeah. a scam that
nobody,
flew.
Nobody's going to check the fucking the ticket.
Yeah, no one's going to check the ticket. Everyone's still going to think you're an asshole. I mean, if someone's yeah. going, I have a connecting flight, I'm like, ugh.
But there's a bit like, more. Like, that's like your bit where the guy said, I have to shit. And it's like, yeah. oh, then you let him in. You kind of understand that. There was a guy who was like, I have a 20-minute connection. I was like, you're not going to make it, but go ahead, buddy. That's fucking awesome. But this lady, so she tried her thing where she saw like a brief arms moving. Nobody was even going. And she tried to bust through. And me and this guy just go, not how it works. And we put our arms across.
Great.
And we're like, wait Whoa. The fucking line. That's
wow,
not what
great.
We're doing
yeah,
here.
I do
and
that.
It was satisfying.
That's the other thing, too. When I, another again another point for Isle is that not only do I like to eventually the second I can stand I stand not only for that that's an excellent side effect of
yeah.
it I like to just be able to stand after the long flight yes. you know I'm stretching because there's like an extra 20 something minutes
you can also
I like standing up
when
I don't want to be that
over.
There's nothing worse than being stuck in the window seat when the person who's in the aisle is just like you know taking
do you ever
sweet
see the person
time
behind
so
you in the seat they try to just one person tries to sneak ahead
yeah.
of you
yeah. Yeah.
I'm like nope sorry
yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
Didn't
that's
happen.
But that's, yeah. that feels great to be able to do. And now if you imagine if you're the window and you're seeing people jump the front and your aisle
yeah.
guy isn't doing anything about it. Now you're sitting
well,
here like,
no,
hey,
aisle
can
guy,
you
now
you
we gotta need,
say
now
something.
Needs razor elbows.
No, no, you
then
say
you miss
something.
Out on that
job. Feeny's got natural Batman arms.
These forearms.
I recently on my last flight on my way back from San Diego, I was in group two. Group
oh my
two.
God!
I get to the fucking peasant. Group two. I know, right? Listen. So I get to the front, okay, and I as soon as I get there, and I am at the very beginning. Group two. They're like, oh, we're out of room for bags.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
That happens every time.
The worst. Yeah.
That happens every time.
That's a group three problem.
Yeah. That is a group three problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not even group two.
None of your concern in group two.
Lewis was wearing this exact outfit though.
I my blood started boiling. I was like, I don't want to check my fucking bag. You know, immediately I was like, medications,
yeah.
something. I need it. I can't. So they're like, look, sir, you can try to get your bag on the flight. She was like, I won't check it. She's like, good, try. And I was like, God, fine, I will. And then I fucking walked ahead. And then there was six other people ahead of me, a family. It was a dad, a mom, four kids, like
yeah.
a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, like 7-year-old. Like these are like just like Oof. Four little kids, right?
They were
all
storing the kids in
all
the
of them
upper.
Had fucking rolling bags. Now, a 3-year-old
That's
doesn't
nuts.
Get a big full-size rolling bag.
Yeah.
It's probably all their toys.
You motherfucking
It's probably
cunt.
Like Coke or something.
No, dude,
it's
they're
probably
piece
like
of
they're
shit.
Like smuggling
so
drugs.
They had tags on their bags, and then the lady comes up. She's like, hey, sir, and she's right ahead of me. This family of six ahead of me. She goes to the dad. She goes like, we're going to try to find place for these six bags on the flight. Don't worry
wow.
about it. And literally, I'm looking at my bag. I was like, there's no way my bag's getting on this flight now. Then she comes, goes in, checks. She comes back. She goes, there's room for 10 bags on the flight. She goes, we just counted, there's 10 bags, right?
Wow.
Now, I can't explain this clearly because I hope it's not too confusing. Me and the family of six are to the left, and then there's a few other people behind me because they were like, she goes, whoever doesn't want to check their bags, go to the left. If you don't mind checking your bags, go to the right. You can go directly onto the flight, and we're going to find you a place for them, right? So I'm waiting on the left, right? And she comes back. She goes, yeah, there's room for 10 bags, right? All the people on the right are supposed to be dropping their bags off at the top of the ramp. We're waiting. I'm number 7, 8, 9, 10 behind me. These are the fucking spots.
Right.
People to the right, I literally watched the one guy go to his chick. He goes, just don't say anything. And I look at him. And then
I'm number seven.
Oh, wow.
They start to go on. And I go, up. They're trying to sneak their bags on.
Wow.
I was like, no, they're trying to sneak their bags on. In fact, two other people just snuck their bags on. Just so you know, I tried to get other people off.
Wow.
Now I'm in the 9 spot.
Yeah.
Two people got them on. I was in the 9 spot.
Yeah.
And I was afraid that this bitch couldn't
good
count.
For
she's
you.
A fucking
good
flight attendant.
Dude. Sir, ma'am, your large Puerto Rican son is being very disruptive.
Dougie, I ratted them the fuck
out. And what happened? Did you get the bag on?
Yeah, I got my bag on.
Nice.
Yeah,
because here's the thing. Can I tell you, this is what caused my whole chain of events to occur was when I, one time, the same thing. They made me check it. I couldn't get through it. They were just like, it stops right here. I didn't even get the option if you could try to get it on. I was furious.
No, if you're a dick, the woman at that point that's taking my ticket goes, let them go deal with it. Good, sir. Have fun.
They're going to
send you back out in a minute.
Right.
Enjoy your time.
Yeah.
She's just over
enjoy your walk.
She's over my shit.
Yeah. So I went to go. I had to check it. I was pissed about it. And it's always when you have to check it on the return flight. Like when you want to just get home and it's like, oh, you got a later flight than normal. So everything is always going. Those are always the times they make you check it. And when I had to check it, I went on, sat down on the plane. And for the entirety, comedically, of the flight, my direct overhead bin was completely empty. Furious. Yeah. Wide open. Like, couldn't have, like, someone put, like,
Feeny's
a sweater
like
across it.
With a ruler.
I was so upset.
Anytime they've had me check it, I walk and I tear off the thing and then I just get it on the flight because they're never right. They're never completely empty. There's always something can be shifted a little bit.
Yeah.
And then at that point, when I get onto the flight, I've had them say a couple times, like, hey, you were supposed to check that. I was like, oh, they didn't take, can I just try to find something? They're like, you could try. And then you do.
Well, now, can I tell you, this is going back to Feeney's recommendations
here.
This is why that never happens to me. And I brought Sagalo into this and he can attest to its efficacy. But every time I go on, especially Delta, whatever, no matter what boarding group it is, always at the end of the first group I go.
Yeah, no matter what.
But,
of course.
And
of course.
But there's...
They never check the
says
ticket.
Group two.
Says group two guy.
But, waiting in a line. Listen.
No. There's group
one. That would never have happened if you went in group...
United, so you know, it's split. There's group one, there's a line that you stand in.
Yeah.
Group two, there's a line you stand in. Everyone else gets to fucking just sit down and wait.
Oh, I would have gone in one then. Never mind. Yeah. I thought you were saying...
If you're on the one side, I feel like you're just pushing it a little bit. Because I think this is unique to United. So they have two lines where when they're about to board... Group one lines up in this line. Group two lines up right next to them.
It's like a blue line and a green line.
Yeah,
next to each other.
Yeah. So if I was in group three or four, which I have been, I just get at the end. As soon as I call group two, I just go on.
Yeah,
100% guarantee you can get in mid group one easily without any problem. Literally, all you do is when you walk up to them,
confidence.
Not only just confidence.
Play dumb.
Just no. Just
play dumb.
No. Ask them one question.
But
just,
do you feel bad?
Like, do you know the difference between one and three, idiot?
Yeah. How smart are you?
But you're also the reason why society breaks down.
No,
you're not.
I'm the grease. I'm the grease to the
you're
wheels.
Causing
I don't
lock
mind the
jams.
Grease lightning.
I'm
like that.
I'm grease lightning. There we go, pal.
Yeah. I don't mind that, dude. I don't mind that. Life is it's taking advantage of the gray area wherever you can, and there's certain people.
A gray
but then
area.
Why do we
get
mad?
No, but all you do is this. Just ask
lots of green
them.
Area
here's the question you can ask. Literally as simple as, how is your day going? And they get, not one person ever speaks to them on a...
you're so manipulative.
That's so obvious.
Yeah.
Hey, how's your day going? They're going, beep,
dude,
beep,
they do
beep,
look.
Beep.
The person in front of me,
how
my
you doing?
Flight,
don't look down.
A guy,
dude. Let me say this. I've never once seen them. The only reason I know this, every time I scan, every scam I've ever come up with, including this one, right? Yeah. It comes from a mistake usually. Like, I literally got on the wrong time, and then it was like, beep. Beep, beep. They're not even looking. They're not thinking. If you stop them, if I was that person and you stopped me, I was like, how's your day going? And then
no.
down, I was like, Do you think I'm fucking stupid?
Nope, how's my day going, huh?
First
I can tell. This whole thing's a disguise. Get the hat off. You're Luis J. Gomez. I've heard this scam that Jew. Fuck you.
Yeah, first off, you're underestimating how kind my eyes are when I'm talking to someone.
Hi, how are you?
It's the only time.
Please don't look at my phone.
So here's the thing. When they're scanning things, very often, right, there are people that don't travel. We travel a lot. I travel, you know, we fly all the time.
Yeah.
Most people fly once or twice a year at the most, right? As if you're traveling a lot, if people have to take vacations every year, right? So very often people just don't fucking know. They go up and they go, if in order for the airport to stop every idiot, it's going to ruin the flow of what's going on. They want to get people on. So unless there's a person behind them going, you're group three, I'm group two, why are you ahead of me?
Yeah.
Nobody's just saying shit, dude.
Yes, they do, because you're underestimating. Yes, you are, but you're underestimating power trip flight.
No, they don't care. The flight people don't care.
Yes, they do.
TSA give a fuck.
The plane that I was on last week, the guy was checking.
You were on
the
plane?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I travel. I was going to do that. I was going to go, I'm fucking group three. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Don't they know who I am?
No, I'm on Real Ass Podcast on Wednesday.
So I'm walking, and one guy tried to do it, and the guy fucking called him out. He went, your group, blah, blah, blah.
Really? Because it's a power trip for them. I've seen it happen 100 times. Yeah. But here's the other part of this.
That's only because they knew who you were.
Easily.
Yeah.
You're exaggerating so much. You've not seen it 100 times.
103. Now, dude, here's the thing, that the other part of this that I think that is being underestimated here.
He's really excited. Calm down. Slow down.
I'm just hurting, man.
You're fucking really
so passionate.
Intense right now.
Yeah. So it's not only the saying, how is your day going? It is the absolute never slowing down your pace. That's equally as important. As it's a literal walk and how's it going? And I'm still walking.
I always do this.
Anytime I'm not
in group one, I always go, I'm telling you right now,
you're going
to
get
you
caught.
You don't need to fucking do all of this.
It's not all of this.
They're going to put you under the airport.
Doggy.
The international flights
really
get on first.
What's the big deal if you do get caught? So you have to walk back, a little embarrassing.
You play dumb on the plane. Yeah, but you and I had worked for the last time.
But
we flew
when I play dumb, I play particularly dumb. I'm like, duh, duh.
Is this the bus to go to the sky?
Yeah. That's because you're method.
I can't wait to go to the sky.
My daddy Star up bus there away. With my mama.
Yay! I love flying. Ah, fuck, dude.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious.
When I act dumb, guys.
Yeah.
When I play dumb.
When I act dumb.
Wow, when I play dumb.
When you play dumb, you're method acting.
Uh-oh.
You're
hurtful. Let's look at the racist live chat, and there's just a fat pussy on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Which one of us?
They sent my website. Did you guys see that video of Tekashi 6ix9ine getting the shit kicked out of him in a gym?
Jumped
in an LA Fitness.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they hit him with weights?
No, they didn't show the beating, but he had just a bloody.
Well, that's why people are saying it could be fake.
But there was some other footage of him getting kicked and fucked up a little bit. But that was below.
Look, you know, so there, I guess there's saying that maybe he did this to keep himself relevant, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But the actual the photo of his injuries looks real.
Yeah,
he's it's also not like what?
His like, face is all like swollen,
yeah, he's fucked up.
And like it's not like when it's like fake blood or if it's like made like it like leaks more. This was like his face was just kind of like swollen and red.
Yeah,
and, like,
he also looked stunned while trying to maintain like his shit.
Confidence.
Yeah, it's so, but also if you were him. Like, if you're a rat, wouldn't you fucking train? Like, wouldn't your whole thing just be like, hey, man, I'm just going to get good at jujitsu. I'm going to work out a lot.
I'd have
there's
security.
There's imminent threats, for
he
sure.
Security.
But also, last line of security
him.
Is just yourself.
Dude, in that video, you see his bodyguard start walking with him. Like, and he's, like, walking like, oh, I fucked up, dude. I wasn't
you probably You probably don't need to go to an LA Fitness if you're him. You could probably get a personal trainer or something
like
that.
But he does
like
that shit to show out.
Exactly. And that's why you're like, I can't think of a person that deserves to get their ass kicked more. I mean, it's like one of those things where you're like, oh, for sure. And why hasn't this happened more often than regularly?
Can we see the video?
How angry are you after that more singing?
More.
Yeah, Feeny just sang that whole sentence.
Lewis's whole vibe shift.
I can't think of a guy more.
I don't think you could even locate what it was.
That Tekashi 6ix9ine deserves a swift kick in the pants. Right in the rear end, if you ask me.
All right. So, here's him getting the shit kicked out of him.
Oh, that's a broken rib. Those popped.
Yeah. Yo, people watching the door. Jesus.
Take a picture. I want to be famous now. I'm gonna be famous. Fuck.
Yo, this is Jump 6ix9ine, bro. Yo, homie, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I'm a fan, bro.
He said I'm a fan. Yeah. That was the guy who jumped him, or was
just the guy filming it quietly?
If a fan said that to you, I'd be like, then why didn't you save me?
What did he say? Well, hold on, I want to see what he responded to that.
Appreciate all my fans.
I'm a fan, bro. I ain't jumpy, bro.
Alright, so you're a fan and you jumped me.
I understand these things have to end and shit, but to just walk away like that and just be like, oh, you guys jumped me, and like accept it as just a thing that happened, that's kind of, I don't know.
What are you going to do?
It respects me.
What else is it going to do?
Why does he
get beat up more?
Run. Yeah, run. Literally I thought like, run.
Why does he have on
whatever.
Short shorts and a bubble coat? He's dressed like a hooker.
He was getting dressed.
Yeah,
he was tasting an episode of Real Sex.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, if it's over, it's over. I mean, you're not going to run. I'm already,
yeah, once
I'm already
they
tired.
Yeah,
but
stop, yeah. They
but stopping for a phone interview is hilarious. Like, that's it. Just be like, oh, you
hey,
guys
man.
Yeah, it's just weird.
How you feeling right
Big
now?
Fan,
like, the action replay.
I don't know. You guys jumped me?
Gave it everything we had
Shit.
Out there.
I didn't want to beat the fuck out of you.
Has anybody here ever been jumped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not jumped, but I've gotten, like, into fights where they're all... Like there's more
up.
Than them than
jumped.
Me.
That's
yeah,
jumped,
but not jumped.
But
like, they're not like
you?
No, they're not like walking up and just
they're not
bam,
the
bam,
Foot
bam,
Clan.
Bam.
Not
just
li- they're not.
But
li-
that is
he's like, no, they weren't jumping. They were grounded on the floor punching me.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh, we were in one
of
those.
When you're being out and up. Yeah.
Those jumping trampoline parks.
You're jumping me over and over again.
I was on a ping pong.
What are they called? What are they called?
Ping pong.
Hippity hop.
No, what are they called?
It's a pogo stick.
A pogo stick. A ping pong stick.
I was on a ping pong paddle. I was on a ping pong jumper.
They're jumping me.
Boing, boing, ping pong.
It was an Asian gang.
Yeah,
that was their name.
I'm being jumped by a bunch of tiggers.
You got jumped.
Tiggers.
Kevin, you got jumped.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah. I got jumped in
like the Winnie the Pooh
character. In college, after college, like a couple times, just outnumbered in fights and got you know
just
up.
You versus multiple people though.
Yeah, it was my fault. One of which was my fault entirely. That was in college where we had like some sort of stupid thing on a basketball court. Like we were playing, what is it, rec or something like that. And then I saw the kid later at the party, and he just said something where it was like, hey, man, sorry about that, but, like, just know if we fought, I would kick your ass. And, of course, some macho bullshit. I started fighting him, and I, like, blacked out, and all of a sudden I'm in the backyard of this frat with, like, 15 dudes around me kicking my ass. And
nice.
I had no idea how I got
They're
outside.
Fucking, this is how pussy-ass fucking white people are, though. Because 15 on one, they didn't hospitalize you. That's psychotic.
Yeah, yeah they're like,
no,
come on, guys.
I walked home.
That's crazy.
Well, they were you like, know, yeah. Upstate is weird, man.
They're more surrounding you and
they're not violent
at you.
Thugs.
They're
what
not.
They're doing is they're just. They're,
it's not worth
they're
it.
They're nice
Brent.
White kids who are like, we're going to jump somebody
yeah,
today.
We're fucked
and
up.
They're yeah. like raccoons yeah. showing all their eyes in the darkness. Yeah. You're like, oh, there's more of them than
but
I
it's
thought.
Like, if I, where I grew up on Railroad Avenue in West Havistraw, if 15 of those kids jumped me,
you'd be put out.
I'd be dead.
I don't think all 15 of them hit me. I don't think they all hit me. But it was one of those things where you like wake up from getting in a fight and it was like more annoying injuries than life changing. Like you couldn't like put on a hat.
Purple nurples. Yeah, like, Indian sunburn. Just, like what the fuck is yeah, wrong with you?
Almost like post workout soreness, but yeah. worse. Like I just couldn't put on a hat because my head was all fucking lumped
up
from.
Yeah,
yeah it sucked.
I've never been jumped.
Sorry.
I fought two guys at once.
Jump you
no,
right
no, no.
Now.
I'm laughing at how.
He didn't listen to a word you said because he was laughing
at anything. I'm laughing at how Lewis's hometown. Sounds like a piece on Monopoly or something.
Railroad Avenue and Haverstraw.
Oh man, I just got Railroad Avenue Harvishnar.
Harvishnar.
Yeah, Lewis furiously
so funny,
fake laughing.
Harvishnar. I don't even know what it meant.
Is he Lewis's mom on the corner of Railroad Avenue and the guy chance. Walks up to her with the big bag of money and the monocle?
It's also a lot of get out of free jail
Lewis
cards.
Lewis is dressed like that, speaking in an English accent, just like, if anybody was in my neighborhood, they'd get fucked up quick.
But they were like, you know, fucking like really thuggy kids. And they would just start like kicking ass like, guys, I know the guys because I grew up in Rockland County as well, yeah. And I know the guys you're talking about. it would be the type of guys be like, hey, bro, let's go outside and fight.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you guys would fight. And then, like, you know, somebody's girlfriend would get in the way. And like, come on, stop. Yeah. And a girl could break it up.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
That's, like,
that's all you want is you want just, someone to break it up. There's nothing cooler than getting pushed back.
Oh, getting a breakup.
Getting
is
resisted.
The best,
yeah.
Like,
but all of our fights, weirdly enough, all of the fights that I've been in Rockland have been like pretty brutal. Like, I've seen some really terrible shit. The ones upstate near Rochester, that's when stuff was kind of easy to break up, because it's like almost farmhand, like upstate kids that have been working with their hands for a long time, so they could pack a punch. Yeah. But they're not as ruthless where they want to kill somebody.
Yeah, there's just not like this thing where, and this is how I am, if I want to fight somebody, even if I really don't like somebody, it's like almost like I have the mentality of like an old guy in like the 50s. It was like, you give him a fair one and then you're like, let me buy you a beer now,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's go inside. Yeah. Now we're friends.
Yeah. That does have, that happens.
Put her there.
What's your name?
But, dude, I remember that.
You got a strong right hand and, there, fuller.
Anytime you got into a fight with somebody and then you're
rubbing your jaw.
Yeah. Mike Feeney Refrigeration. How you doing?
I didn't want to have to do that, but.
Now, dude, I remember there was a.
Is it over?
Are we good now?
All right, pardon.
Did you see? You ever see that video of, I guess, like, some dude said something or did something to this guy's daughter, but he's a jiu-jitsu dude, and he's literally approaching the guy, like, hands up, palms out, which, if anybody does that, just run the other way, because it just shows.
I start warming up on his hands.
But the guy, the boyfriend.
That makes you guys friends. You're like, okay, all right.
Play patty cake.
Sip.
Miss Mary Mac. What? Continue. Sorry.
It's just. It doesn't matter.
I had a kid in our neighborhood, because there were those people that would hang out. You know those like dirt jumps in like woodsy areas and stuff like that. So we would go there. But then there was always older kids that would be there, and they'd be like, you know,
just smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes, like just kind of like looking to fuck with kids. And like there was this kind of thing,
which I kind of miss. Though I feel like that probably just doesn't really exist anymore. A bunch of like 14 and 15 year olds, not in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's cool anymore. I think society has like pussified people to even the point of like anti-bullying is like a thing that is like, you know, it's built into media. It's built in, like, you know, acceptance is now built into like TikTok and all the platforms these kids are on. They think being trans and being retarded and like all that shit is cool.
Is that a city thing though? Like, are we too close to cultural epicenters for us to know what's going on?
Yeah, because
if you go to Idaho, there's probably a 14-year-old kid on a dirt bike smoking a cigarette, terrorizing 11-year-olds.
So what was happening was it would make it feel more exciting when we would go to the gyms, because we were like, fuck, kid's name was Chris or something. It was like, if he's here, we might get, because people would just get robbed. Like, he would basically be like, I'm taking something from you for being, like, as like a toll for like being in
here.
It's
so funny because is this a white kid or a brown kid?
White kid.
Because I feel my bullies in my neighborhood, Nick Giacoli, Chris Giacoli, Ryan Nolan, all these kids, right? Like, they were.
Ryan Nolan?
Yeah, his big baseball
fan. Yeah.
So, but they weren't like trying to, I didn't have anything to take. It was just pure racist bullying.
Yeah. Oh,
I was brown, and they were like, that's not okay with me and my family.
But dude, so there was a time that this is kind of how the fear of this kid spread around, is there was a time that one of these kids kind of stuck around of all the friend group. They're like, I'm going to stick around and hit a couple more jumps by myself or whatever.
Oh,
and he stayed there. And apparently this kid came out of like wherever he was smoking. And while the kid went off the dirt jump in the air, he Superman punched him off the bike, and then just not stole his bike, like walked away with his bike. God. Like, this is my bike. And it was like a nice, you know, one of those $250, like back in the day when everyone had a BMX bike. It was like a big deal. And this kid, just everyone knew who stole his bike. And then when he would see him, he'd be riding the bike, the kid's bike, as this alpha move.
He cucked his bike.
Totally. You know, and he like made it worse. He would just like throw it on the ground so that the
ghost
paint.
Ghost ride it.
Ghost ride it into trees.
That was what we would do to some of the younger kids, is like, yo, can I see your bike? I want to hit a jump. And they'd be like, yeah. And then you'd ghost ride it into the highway.
What a terrible. You were the guy.
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
You were Ryan Nolan.
What are you, the good son? You're going to fucking murder people on the highway.
One time we
made a dummy and we threw it off the overpass.
That's the kids that went to high school next to my house. They were the kid that threw the turkey, the frozen turkey.
Oh, I remember this.
And killed a woman. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
I don't even know. She might have just been like, I don't know if she died or if she was fully on like life support though, because she got into like it went right through the windshield.
I would imagine that it landed on her head. And it was just
yeah. Like Mr. Bean.
yeah.
But
cut to her in the hospital. The thing's going.
Oh shit, we shouldn't have got these turkey ones
for Thanksgiving.
Dude, it's like that's like dropping a 20-pound bowling ball.
What happened to him though? What
he went to jail. And the last how old he was going to the
turkey assault.
He had just graduated high school.
Wow.
So he was going. I remember he was like taking boxing lessons at the gym near our house because everyone's talking about he's trying to like train up for doing that kind of thing. But there was
wait a minute, so he was trying to train for going to jail?
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Did wow. He had like six months.
He had like six months
to train.
Yeah.
How many times did he get just like sexually assaulted?
I don't know.
Tell that story. Stuff yeah. like did you turkey. Know the kid or yeah. just you heard
my,
about it?
My, no, my all of my good friends did because I went to a different high school, but they all went to high school with him. They knew him very well.
That's fucking. Wild. I mean, holy just such a dumb. It's a moment where you're yeah. a stupid fucking kid. Yeah. You're an idiot. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You're not trying to kill somebody. You're not even trying to cause an accident.
No.
You're just trying to cause a dent in the roof of this person's car you just and want, fucking no, run away.
I don't
away
even
and
think
like,
that.
You just want somebody to hear, ba-boom, was that a turkey?
Yeah.
That's all. You don't think about it anything
no.
beyond that.
You want
dude.
To hit a car and then the dent disappears and then everybody
moves on.
There's
people
with
that
their
spray
life.
Like mustard and ketchup over this set so it gets on the windshield.
We would egg cars. We would egg cars. We would throw water balloons at cars.
Yeah.
Regularly, you know, and. I mean, technically, I mean, that's way worse, obviously. But throwing an egg through, so if, like, let's just say their window's open, you crack them in their fucking eye, they could, you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a kid in the car.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
Mark
not a person on this planet, I think, has egged more cars than I did, I think, from yeah. the ages of
it's
just,
well, there's
15
no way to prove
17.
Otherwise.
And by the way, an egg.
That's my claim
if
now.
If some teenager egged my car, it would literally just cause a dent in the side of my fucking
and
egg.
And not only that, the
I'd
egg.
I'd kill him.
The egg, dude.
I would kill a child.
You know what? Dude, my, what?
Go ahead.
You got an egg thing?
I do have an egg thing.
All right. Yeah, I also have an egg thing.
All right. You go egg first.
Okay. Yes.
Wait, before these stories, Feeney, what was the town that it was in?
I was on Long Island somewhere. I don't know.
Okay.
On that, I think the LIE or something like that
okay.
it was.
Yeah, but, LIE because Feeney's lying.
Yeah. It was in
Biloxi. The real turkey. I mean, that was as quick as it gets, dude.
Yeah, hit the button.
That was outstanding.
Yeah.
Lewis?
Eggs.
So there was one time we would throw them in those woods. It would be right off the main road, like off this main road, but it had a stop sign, so everyone had to stop. So we would hide in, it was the fall, we were hiding in like this, you know, kind of near this pile of leaves, and they were car, and we would just, you would, all four of us, you go, it would just hit the car, and then people would usually be like, you stupid kids, or whatever, or sometimes people would like, sometimes people would put down their window and be like, I'm gonna fuck you up, or whatever, but then one time, dude, we through it, it was like ding 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 ding. It was a guy, I think he had a Camaro. He was like a Lewis type, like a young hothead guy
dressed
and
in Jamaican attire.
He was stopped at the stop sign. He swung open the door and started running full force with his door open at a stop sign, car running, and he was running towards us, and I went, oh shit. And I turned around. My buddies were like 20 yards ahead of me, like running through the thing. And this one of the scariest moments of my life was hearing him gaining on me and hearing his swishing through the leaves getting closer to me. I was sweating and screaming. I was so scared.
Screaming.
Oh my
friend.
And dude, I dove into what was one of the dirt jumps, but it was covered with all of these leaves. So I literally just dove in, just scraped my chin on the bottom of it.
Just hit under leaves.
Hit under leaves and hit in the
dead bodies.
He did not see me, dude. I heard him. He was walking around the area for like.
Where
stepping,
are you?
Stepping on your fingers.
Yeah. Egg boy.
Do like, you like it scrambled or
like,
over easy?
He's holding a machete.
He's poking the random parts of the leaves like right next to my head. So, dude, he was walking around for, and I'm not kidding, at least
cluck 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 cluck.
Yeah. What came first, your demise or my car? And so he eventually left, and then I still stayed in there so long that I remember my friends coming back, calling, be like, Feeney, come out. And I was still so scared that they were there.
Yeah.
I like stayed
He's
just in case he was like, there you are. And then he chases after them. So I stayed in there way too long.
Tell him to come out.
Dude.
Excellent.
It was truly one of the scariest early, like, you know, of like, oh, I deserve what's about to happen to me.
Of course.
But this guy was scream cursing as he's gaining on me.
I mean, in that moment, like, you would just see red and you would just start hitting these children. This happened to be, I told a story on this show a while ago, but like, I just got caught up in a moment. This is like, I was on the Upper West Side. I maybe dropped my son off at school, or I was picking him up in a little bit. I was the Upper West Side. There was an Asian girl. I'm trying to remember the details of this. She was just standing there, right? And a bunch of kids. There were a bunch of like white kids, and there was a few black kids, right? Maybe 12 kids, right? And they were fucking like throwing shit at this Asian chick, right? Like they threw a drink at her and it like splashed. And she's like, what the fuck? She's like on the phone. And I just kind of watched it happen, right? And I just had to say, like, whatever it was just made me angry. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're being fucking just punk-ass kids. They're a bunch of, like, 13-year-old kids, 14-year-old kids, maybe. And what was going on is the black kids, they were doing it, right? Like, the black kids were the actually ones throwing it. But it was these white kids from the Upper West Side who were, like, egging them on. I was kind of like the whole thing I was going, I was like, oh, you guys are just being fucking idiots. These white kids are just taking advantage of you. You're going to be the ones that fucking get in trouble for this shit. Right. I didn't even go through that much. I was like, fucking beat it. But then these kids like,
see, eggs.
I was like, scramble now.
Can you use the yolk? This is over. Easy.
Your heads are being too hard boiled about this.
So then like,
put this girl through shell.
I said something. I started talking shit, and then another drink came and hit him like where my feet were, like one of the other kids were watching.
Oh no!
And then I just went.
Oh yeah!
And I started chasing these little black kids down, right? And they fucking ran. And then another guy grabbed the kid. And then I was like, "There." I was like, "Am I gonna beat up a child right now?" I was like, "What am I gonna do?"
You're just holding your fist.
I didn't know what to do. I was like, I guess I can't actually beat the fucking shit out of a child right now.
You just shake him. You go, "Why did you do that?"
even putting your hands on a kid, because I don't, to be honest with you, I don't really give a fuck what my kid did. If his friend threw a milkshake at some you put your hand on my kid, I'm gonna fucking literally hit you in the face with a hammer. You out of your fucking mind,
right?
So it's a weird fucking thing.
But that's like '90s mentality. Like,
but you get caught up in this moment where you're just angry, and it's like, I'm not gauging this fucking person's age. I'm like, yeah, you're 13, 14. You're a man. Let's go. Yeah. That's simple as that.
Think about like Ja Morant being, you know, he just got in trouble or whatever because he punched a 17-year-old in the face. Similar with Cat Williams when that like 15-year-old who was 8 inches taller than him cornered him.
Yeah.
And it's
and
like,
beat him up.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, you're
that
kind
guy
of.
That was
you're,
8 years you're, old.
You are faced with a real physical
that was
threat.
A baby.
Cat
Williams was two of the worst Cat Williams. Impressions I've ever heard in my life. Back to back.
Unbelievable. You're dead.
Let me hear your Cat Williams go.
I don't have one.
I could probably do a better one. Pimpin' as since pimpin'.
That is much better. I mean, way better.
I got too excited to do the.
That man was 8 years old. My hair is luxurious. That guy's been 42 years old. Years, fuck. Sorry, hold on. We're gonna do.
You're doing Madea.
Yeah.
I wish.
We're going to wrap this one. It's been fun. It's been a good one. This is the last one we're recording.
I wanted
Jamaica,
that to
right,
just
Shannon?
Fade out into that it was a GPT script the whole time.
Yeah. This whole episode
is
written by
Chet. This is our last one that we're recording before Jamaica. So we have another episode coming out Friday. We pre-taped everything for next week. We're not missing any episodes.
Nice. Wow.
Which is rare. When we do vacations, we always miss something. So we're Monday, Wednesday, Friday next week. We already pre-taped Monday and Wednesday. And then Friday, we're taping in Jamaica. And we're airing that one on Friday with the entire Gas Digital crew. So,
this was a fun time, pal.
Yeah.
Come see us in Emmaus Theater this weekend if you're watching live.
That's right.
Saturday.
Hell yeah, dude.
It'll be fun. Thank you, Zach. Thank you, Lewis.
Fuck yeah, doggies. Thanks, you guys are the best. Lewis. Support these guys in everything that they do. We'll be back on Friday with another amazing episode of your favorite podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.